Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Hello out there in the blog talk sphere. Welcome back to another episode of Primate Radio. I'm your host, Michael Brazel. And here we are once again. It's another beautiful, wonderful, fantastic evening in Columbia, South Carolina. About as beautiful and fantastic as it can be. You know, lots of happening in the news still. You know, so hopefully time together on this show, we can breathe a bit, hold space for healing, we can hold space for grieving, we can allow ourselves to feel and to show up and to be present. It's not an easy job being human. A lot of times we don't allow ourselves to feel what needs to be felt, and I think it's important for us to take steps in those directions. So, and it's one of the reasons why tonight's topic is what it is, because I'm feeling like for myself, I step back into authenticity. This time of the year is a full time of the year for examining authenticity, because this is a year where things are dying. But because they're dying, falling into the soil, we can then use that soil to create new growth and new experience for ourselves. So I do think that it is important to ask questions, to do that work, to not be afraid to step into our power, to step into our authenticity. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight a bit. We're going to spend some time discussing what that means to clean the slate. And last night I think it was getting ready to fall asleep, and I had like the TV on, and I think it was National Geographic thing. And this word popped up, tabula rasa. And I really like that word. I did a blog post on, get on my blog, action.com, and I did a blog post on tabula rasa, which coming back, a place where, you know, it's like the beginning. It's like cleaning it all away to the beginning. And we're going to talk a bit about that tonight, but I did a blog post on it, and sometimes like I link in the show into what I'm writing or experiencing, and sometimes it's really broad. Tonight I wanted to do something more specific because I feel that this is important, especially this time of the year, and especially with all this stuff that's happening around this time of year, both globally and personally for a lot of us. And I'll talk about the collective energy we're all experiencing as well. Just get into the breath for a moment. Just breathe together. Let's just show up together in the moment and just hold space. And let's just breathe. And just let the inhales and the exhales. And just breathe. Whatever way is most appropriate. Let yourself have a bit of the breath. Inhaling and exhaling. And just continue showing up. We are. So yeah, like we were breaking up last night. I did a blog talk because I tested all the communication outlets before I came on, and everything seemed to be working fine until blog talk. So I don't know what's going on with blog talk. It's been a process. So I'm going to hold on for just a second. I'm going to try to click over the communication. So just stand by for 1 second. So I'm not sure what is going on with Blog Talk. But, you know, it's sketchy sometimes. We've been having some issues with, like, I think last night or the night before the radio program was breaking up quite a bit. So it was hard to act, because I don't know. I can't hear myself. So I don't know if I'm breaking up or not. So let me know if you can hear me or if you can't hear me or whatever, and we'll do our best to work through it. You could try like hitting the refresh on your computer. Sometimes that clears up some of the glitches you might be experiencing. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Yeah, I'm not sure why the child is there. It's been happening for a few episodes, so I'm not sure. So we'll just work through it and we'll continue forward the best that we can. And I'll try one more thing. You know, we want to be sure that we get in there and have the best experience possible, which is with Blog Talk. So yeah, so thank you, and bear with me the technical stuff here, because, you know, it's just how it is sometimes. Sometimes we have to work through all these technical things. So just 1 second here. I'm gonna put myself on hold for a second. So just breathe. Breathe for a moment while I go. And then we'll be back in 1 second.
So I'm back. So we'll see how this works. I'm calling in from my phone this time. Sometimes the quality is a little bit more grainy, but hopefully it'll be a bit more stable. So if you can't hear me now, this is the best we can do. So this is about as good as it's going to get, probably. I think there's trouble with the interface with Blog Talk from Skype, which can happen sometimes. So I don't know. We'll work with it. Can you? So if it sounds better, we'll stay with this. We'll keep going this way. But, so like I was saying, so when we get into this time of the year, it can be pretty difficult. But before going there, we did finish our breathing, so I want to do a quick invocation to the goddess. I want to invite her in to embrace us as we walk forward together into this process. So let's go back to the breath for a moment. So now we're coming out of our technical difficulties and into the breathing part. So let's just breathe together. So just settle into the body and settle into the breath. And we'll start here with Holy Mother, in who we live, move, and have our being. From you, all things emerge, and unto you, all things return. And rest in the breath for a moment. Find your center and let yourself drop into that space of power. And breathe deeply. Let yourself have access to all of your parts. Let yourself show up. Let yourself be seen. And just let yourself be here now with me for the next few moments. All right. So here we are. Here we are together once again on the journey. So now that we've been kind of discombobulated a bit here, which often happens on this show, which is fine, let's come back to our topic. So tabula rasa, cleansing, centering, and integrating. This is the perfect time of the year for these things. We are currently in two different currents at the same time. So this is the year, part of the year where we enter into celebration, into giving, into receiving, but also the time where things are dying. So things are closing out. The year's closing out. The months are getting colder. Trees are giving away their leaves to the earth. So you have these two very powerful currents that are running exactly the same time. So you have this upper current of joy and this lower current of death and decay. And it's a beautiful time of the year because it's one of the few times of the years that you can actually access both of these at the exact same time. We get the lessons of decay, but we get the blessings of joy. And then we get the, you know, lessons of joy and the blessings of decay. So neither one is good or bad. It's just that this is a time of the year where a lot of us become more affected by the ebb and the flow of these very sometimes opposing energies. You know, we have the celebration around the dinner table, but at the same time we have conflict that this time of year brings in family. We have the desire to give, but then we have the greed of the corporations and the businesses that are trying to take your money for, you know, unnecessary material things, right? So we have these two very conflicting energies that are happening here, which gives us a really great opportunity to go a bit deeper into ourselves, to access our many parts, to do cleansing where cleansing needs to happen, to be aligned within our bodies, within our energy systems, within our spaces. This is a great time of the year to decide what are you going to do to be more whole, to be more authentic, to be more integrated. Cleansing can take many forms, and we've done entire shows on cleansing, but I'm going to touch a bit on each of these topics tonight because I feel each of them is very important for this time of the year. So that as we step into the new year, we go in with intention. So we're not going in setting these resolutions. We're going in with intention. We're creating intention for the year, not resolution. You know, we're not trying to make up for anything. We're trying to create a new year. And we do that by finding our power and our the places within ourselves that are calling our attention. It's saying, I'm no longer going to ignore myself, my path, and those that I share my path with. It's coming fully into the integrated being, being the integrated soul, not someone who is displaced by life. It's saying, I'm ready to be here with all of it, including my struggle. I saw this really interesting meme, and I wasn't quite sure how I felt about it, but as I sat with it through the day, it started to make more sense. And the meme was, trust your struggle. Trust your struggle. Because the struggle is real for many of us. You know? And we can't deny the fact that we're struggling. I think it's human to struggle. It's human to suffer. Even the Buddha said so. So there has to be something to it, right? if the Buddha says so, there's got to be something to it. So trust the struggle, because sometimes the struggle and the suffering is offering us a message. And sometimes the message is just things suck. Teachable moments like that are always happening around us, and we're able to access those teachable moments. We're able to grow. And I think it's important now more than ever for us to look at where growth needs to happen. I think we've been denying ourselves and numbing ourselves as to what needs to happen for us to grow. I had a wonderful teacher conversation with a teacher of mine on Facebook today about grief. And I think that that's part of this. When we talk about cleansing, especially closing out the year, we come into the awareness of the people who aren't going to be following us into the new year. We come into the awareness of death. Death is a current that feeds life. Feeds life. And that's a powerful and beautiful statement, because without death, some people say, well, I'd love to live forever. But would you really? Because, to witness, like you just coming into this time of the year, we're witnessing decay, and it brings sadness, But loss is part of life. And I think that knowing that we're going to die creates value to the journey we're walking. So it's not said as a morbid statement, but death is like the ultimate cleansing, right? It's life cleansing itself. It's resetting. It's giving yourself fully back to the earth. It's full integration. And the soul returning to wherever it returns to. So it's being fully integrated. So when we begin to do this work of cleansing, we want to look at what needs our attention. And that's where we start when it comes to cleansing. And this can be cleansing your spaces, or cleansing your energy system, or cleansing the internal spaces. What's calling you? And sometimes it's easier to start outside, because oftentimes our outside spaces are very reflective of our inner spaces. I know for me that when my outer spaces are chaotic, which sometimes they are, just because I'm so tangential, that my inner spaces also get a little bit convoluted. So I know that if I reorganize and reorient my physical space, that will also impact my personal space. An example, like to use the altar. Like, I have this beautiful altar set up, and every so often I need to reorient my gods on the altar so that way I can access their power a bit differently. Some want to come forward, some desire to fall back, some want to be in the center. And I honor that with my deities. I let them choose where they go on my altar. And I honor the fact that they're going to want to move from time to time. They may want to come off the altar for a while. So when I restructure my altar, I get to also restructure my inner space. So I give myself the opportunity to do that. And sometimes even reorienting your room. If you sleep with with your head facing one way, try one night flipping it over and sleep, with your head facing where your feet would normally face. Slight reorientation to the space can shift the energy. Especially when we're noticing stagnation, because stagnation can be deadly to momentum. Stagnation can really lock us in non-movement. Stagnation can shut us down before we even get started. And fear is another thing. When it comes to cleansing, sometimes it's the fear that keeps us from doing the work, because we're afraid of what's going to happen when we fully integrate. When we are fully in our power, when we are fully self-possessed, what will happen? There's fear there, because in order to reorient ourselves and to clean and to be cleansed and whole, it means something has to change. And change means death. So the disorganization has to die in order for me to reorient myself. So it's important to feel what's being felt when you're cleansing and cleaning. Even if it's, I don't want to vacuum anymore. What's my resistance to vacuuming? Especially if it's necessary. And if I look at these things as very empowering acts, and not things that are just kind of going through the motions with, everything becomes an act of God. So if, for instance, my vacuuming, I then connect, I'm as I vacuum my space, I'm cleansing all parts of myself. So as I vacuum, I'm vacuuming everything within my system, internally, externally, physically, energetically, and spiritually. It needs to be vacuuming. I'm vacuuming it all right now. And we can do that. We can move with intentionality. We can show up to every single thing as an act of divinity. Everything is a divine act. So when you begin to show up to your processes that way, when you begin to show up to your great work in that way, which is life, you begin to see the power that you have to create impact. Nothing's wasted. There are no wasted movements. It's just bringing our consciousness into the space where we choose not to waste the movement. And far too often do we waste movement. Like when I teach yoga, it's like every movement is important. Every movement takes you from one asana, one posture into the next. Every movement is vital. Because if you're not aware of the subtle movements in between the postures, you can create damage and really hurt the body. So just like in life, there are no wasted movements, so don't waste anything. Even washing the dishes is a chance for you to show up, to be present. Like putting your hands in the water, the smell of the soap, the sound of dishes moving through water, the movement of your hand, the sponge and the texture of the sponge. These are all very powerful acts of bringing you into full awareness. And it's important for us to have those moments where we're allowing ourselves the opportunity to show up, to cleanse. What needs cleansing? And what does cleansing mean to you? Because cleansing is going to mean something different to everybody. What's your process for cleansing? Some people love saging. I'm not a big sage person. I do it, but for me, I prefer incensing. Sage for me is, it's the Clorox of the cleansing world. Clorox has a really strong, aggressive smell, which is sometimes necessary. But if you overuse Clorox, sometimes it creates, things get too sterile, So for me, I'll do saging maybe once a month, and then I'll bring out the incense, and I'll use different incense for different reasons, and I'll create the environment I need through using specific incense. Like I'll use sandalwood to cool down the energy of the space if there's been heated arguments or worry or stress. For me, incense is very powerful in that respect. So incensing is my cleansing tool, or using essential oil. So I'll use essential oil sometimes to shift the energy of a space. So those are all things that you can do. Those are very simple things you can do. The ideal of cleansing is to keep it simple. Too often we get too complicated with cleansing. And over the next couple of weeks, we're going to be doing some, I'll teach you some very specific cleansing rituals that you can do with yourself. So we'll do a specific show on each one of these topics I'm addressing tonight. So we'll do a specific show just on cleansing, a specific show just on centering, and a specific show just on integrating. Because I feel like, each one of these we could spend an entire month on. And we may do that. We may do like, these month-long explorations of these very important aspects of resetting. Of coming back to center, which is what tabula rasa is. It's kind of hitting that neutral space. Coming back to the beginning isn't always a bad thing. I find myself doing that a lot more now than I ever have. And I feel this time of the year calls it forth from within me. I feel for me, this time of the year is the time of the year where integration is important. And I find myself reorienting for the new year. Because this year, I mean, this month is also my birthday month. So for me, like the new year actually starts on our birthday. So for me, my new year is coming and I want to really start this new year fully integrated. I have these wonderful new techniques that I've been working on. But I'm also finding that I've been putting myself in too many boxes. So in order to integrate, in order to cleanse, I'm actually taking away the boxes. and then putting them all on a shelf. I'm getting rid of the boxes for a while. So I'm cleansing out the boxes so that I can integrate myself a little bit more authentically. So cleansing is important for us to do in whatever way that shows up. So you have to ask yourself that question, because I can't tell you what to cleanse or what needs cleansing. You know, you already know. The soul already knows. It knows when there's misalignment. It knows where there is discomfort. It knows where the edges are. You just have to trust that you know. You know, when you get a reading is just validation of what you already know. So trust what you're getting. Trust what you've been receiving, that higher place of love within you. Because it only has your best interest in mind. So it is only there to guide you towards the most important parts of the journey, the parts that need your attention. So cleansing is what calls us forward. It's what is necessary to move forward. Because when there's clutter, it's hard to move. Imagine yourself in a room full of stuff, and it's hard for us to move through all that stuff. Same thing on the inside. People are spiritual hoarders as well. You know, they collect 1,000 different meditation techniques but aren't doing any of them. They collect 1,000,000 books but aren't reading any of them. They, you know, have 15 yoga mats and aren't using any of them. So show up, pick something, and begin to orient yourself into that direction. You know, start moving into the direction of your power. Move into the direction of gratitude. Move into the direction of cleansing and releasing and bringing forward what needs to be brought forward, but letting go of whatever needs to be let go of. Centering is another word we hear a lot, especially in spiritual circles. You'll hear people say, find your center. But what does it really mean to find your center? This is why cleansing is so important, because until things are cleansed, it's sometimes hard to find where our center is. If you have all this clutter going on, emotions, complexes, issues, fears, keeping you away from your body, how do you know where the center is? Because all that stuff is in the way. It's like if you ever watch the show Hoarders and you have a room full of stuff, like how do you really know where the center of that room is? Like where do you start? You know, we have an idea, but, you know, how do you get there if everything's blocking you from getting there? So same thing happens internally. We have to first find where our center is and start moving in that direction. But in order to do that, in order to find our center, it is so important for us to declutter and to cleanse. You know, we have to cleanse. We have to do that work. And that's something that I'm going to be doing in my sessions as we move forward. We're going to be doing active cleansing. So I'm finding like my work is moving into doing these specific things with clients, centering, cleansing, and integrating. I work with the soul directly. That is my job. That is what my soul has told me is my purpose. So I research the soul. I spend time with my soul. I've learned different aspects of what the soul is. So it gives me this unique ability to work with the soul of others, but to also see where there is misalignment and see what cleansing needs to be done for you to be more fully integrated. So this is going to be the work that I'm going to be doing with clients moving forward. We're going to be doing cleansing, centering, and integrating, because these three very important aspects are what usually keep us from accessing our power. And I think it's so important to be able to do that, but also to have someone guide us through it sometimes, because sometimes we just don't know. And sometimes a healing is necessary. Sometimes in order to find our center, we need someone else to come in and facilitate the healing for us. You know, all healing is self-healing, but having someone place their hands on you in an act of love and an act of trust to transmit Reiki or Somapai or quantum touch or whatever gives you the ability then to get a bit closer to your center. And the center may change. You know, some people it's the heart center. Some people it's 2 or 3 inches below the navel. Some people it's right at the navel. So first, it's important to find where the center is for you. When I teach yoga, the center is right at the heart, because in yoga, we move from the heart. So the heart's always what leads our practice. It's where we move from. When I teach martial arts, I'm moving from the pelvis. The pelvic girdle is where we're centering. Everything moves from the pelvis because that keeps us more aligned. So the center may change depending on what it is that you're doing. So where is your center when you are in your workspace? Where is your center when you are engaging spiritual acts? When you are working to cleanse something, cleanse in relation to where you feel your center is, and that'll help you get a little bit closer to it. The closer we get to our center, the more we get to work on that integration part. And integration's the tough part, because integration means now I've cleansed, now I've found my center, now I have to bring it all together. And the bringing it all together part is often the toughest part. An example I love to use is that so often I see this. People are living these very dualistic lives. Over here they have what they consider their mundane lives. So they're lawyers, doctors, real estate agents, or whatever. And over here they're very powerful mystics and psychics and visionaries. But they work so hard at holding all those parts apart from themselves. And using myself as an example, I've done that. You know, and I just started realizing it this year that, you know, I'm a healer. I'm an intuitive, I'm a witch, I, you know, do yoga. But I've found like I've been working so hard to keep all of those different parts separated that I've never really let them all swim together to see what would happen. In keeping them all apart, I've been doing a disservice to not only myself, but to those who come to me for sessions. Because, you know, when people come to me for readings, they may not know that I do all these other things. Or people come to me for yoga, and I found this out just by telling people in my yoga classes that I do intuitive consultations. And they're like, wow, I want that, you know? So I'm finding that I'm letting myself be more whole in everything that I do, because there is always going to be some fear when you bring all your pieces together if they're all going to work well. But they're all there for a reason. So finding their meeting places is an important part of this work, of your great work. You know, you're meant to be a powerful and intuitive in your workspace. You may not bust out your tarot cards at work, and you might, but I want to give myself at least permission to do so if I feel it's necessary. You know, I don't want it to be something I just do over here because it has to remain, because I'm depowering possibility by doing that. I find on my altar, I have the Morrigan, I have Kuan Yin, I have Jesus, I have Mary, I have Buddha, I have Shiva, I have, you know, Lakshmi, I have, you know, all these gods sitting there on my altar, and they all work really well together. And in fairy, there's a saying. In fairy is a ecstatic witchcraft tradition that I study in. The saying is, God is self, self is God, and God is a person like myself. And if I look at my altar and all those gods can get along on my altar just fine, they can get along just fine within me. All my parts, when they become more integrated, I find they swim well together. It's in the holding them apart that I actually create more distress, because that distress is fueled by the fear of what will happen when they mix. It's like when we put up the vegetables on our plate, we don't want the juices to mix. But what does it matter, right? What does it matter if they mix? What's the worst that could happen, right? And sometimes the worst has to happen so that change can happen. When I began working in spirituality, when I began taking these classes to open myself up to become more aware and awake, I found that I could no longer do the work that I was doing. It had to change. I had to let it all go. I had to put it all on a shelf, because I was changing and evolving, and I couldn't do that work anymore. So sometimes that happens. And sometimes that's our biggest fear, is that if I fully step into my path and into my power, then I'm going to lose everything. The truth is, you're going to lose everything anyway. At some point, you're going to die. So I'd rather die living my journey and having lived my experience to the best of my ability than to have all these regrets of things that I never did because I held myself back through the fear. And that's what cleansing does for us. It helps us to remove some of the fear that comes with the idea of change. And integration is all about change. Integrating is powerful because it lets us be whole. And just sit with that for a second. Just breathe into that word whole. When's the last time you felt whole and complete? When's the last time you felt as if though you were standing in your own power? When's the last time you felt fully integrated? Because that's important to have. We have so much stuff dividing us so consistently that we don't know who we are anymore. We're becoming what overculture is telling us to become. And we're forgetting that we have options in that. For instance, when it comes to grieving, we're being told, you know, that all tragedy needs to be immediately politicized. We have to start shouting our opinions on Facebook. We have to immediately go into crisis. That we're not even given a chance to grieve. You know, people have lost their lives. People are dying every day. But especially when I'm witnessing it, if I'm witnessing it, I'm part of it. So I have to have the chance to grieve. It's like I saw today on the news, the shooting in San Bernardino. They were interviewing this father, and I guess his son was in the building. His son was okay. He's calling his son on his cell phone. And it's one of the first times he talked to his son since he found out he was okay. And the news wanted to interject themselves and to talk to the son. I thought to myself, wow, shouldn't this father be given enough space and respect to be able to be with his son in this moment of crisis? But we didn't give him that, you know? It's as if though we're afraid of what happens when we grieve. But suppressed grief is dangerous because that energy spills out. An example that my teacher friend gave me that I really like is, you know, a storm can be beautiful and powerful, but a contained storm, you know, put that storm in a little box, it can be dangerous. You know, it can spill over, and it does. It spills over in terrible ways. And we've seen that with wars and struggle. And you see that even in families. You know, this time of the year brings that stuff up. This is why this time of year, it's the best time of year cleanse, because during this time of the year, you come face to face with so many more struggles than you do during the other times of the year. So it's important, it's vital for you to do that work, whatever it is for you. And if you don't know what it is, that's why sessions are great, right? That's why I'm moving in this direction, because I'm finding, like, with my clients, people are coming back for the same things. And I can't coddle that anymore. It's my job to grow you as I grow myself, because I can't grow you unless I grow myself. So I'm always actively working on myself. So this is why things change so much. My services will pop up and then I'll take them away, because I'm growing as a teacher. And if I don't grow as a teacher, how can I ever grow, you know, those who come to me? So I'm changing things. And my work is getting much more specific, because I feel that my clients and my students need specificity. They need, we need to get the lasers out and to really zero in on what needs changing. Because as we move forward and as the world continues to shift energetically. We are responsible for ourselves in that shift. And I need to give you the tools that are going to allow you to grow. I can't be the one that does it for you, but I can help facilitate all of that stuff. I can give you the necessary tools and teach you how to use them, and then to mentor you in that process. Because I feel like my sessions are more like, you know, chats with friends. I said all my clients are my friends, even new people I just meet. I feel like people come to me and like we're friends immediately. I don't really know what I do. I don't really have a label for it. Anytime I put a label for it, I just feel so disingenuous. You know, it's kind of like a shamanic kind of thing, you know, because I do so many different things. But I'm finding like these three things come up so often with clients that I'm going to be zeroing in and focusing on integrating, centering, and cleansing, because I feel like these three areas provide us with enough grist for the mill. They are the things that give us the fertilizer through which to grow our experience and to grow ourselves with. And it's time to grow. I feel like, you know, we can't keep going through the same thing. We can't keep going through these patterns. You know, and the reason we're going through these patterns is we're not getting the lesson. And in order to do the work, we need to put action into our processes. So a lot of times people come in for readings and they become informational sessions, which are great. How often do we actually put into practice what is received through the information, you know, that we've gathered in the session? It's not often, because remember, to put stuff into action means we got to do work, and do work means you have to trust, and it means we have to change, and that's not easy for people. So my session is going to be very action-oriented. We're going to breathe together. I may ask you to move. I may ask you to do some very specific cleansing rituals and exercises, and then I may follow up with you to be sure that you're doing them, you know, to see what their impact is, to tweak them. So sessions aren't going to be bound to just one session. We may do several sessions together. You know, there's going to be a lot of changes in this way, because it's important now to give you the tools, not just to use the tool for you. And I feel confident in this change. And change is terrifying, because I'm going through these changes myself. And when we change these kinds of things, it can bring up all that fear. And it should, because, you know, the fear is real and we're human and we're going to feel the fear, but it means we still have to move in that direction no matter what. It means we have to move in that direction because of the fear we're experiencing. And usually the places where there's the most fear, that's where the biggest gift is waiting for you. So, like, I'm starting to write more. I'm going to be posting my poetry on my website. I'm going to be writing more on my blog. So there's going to be, and I used to have like 15 different blogs, 15 different things, and I'm finding myself like bringing it all in, you know? So I'm going to have like 2-3 different places you can find me, and then that's it. You know, I'm not going to do this thing where I like cast giant nets. If you want me, here I am. You know, let's sit together. My goal is to travel a lot more next year so I can actually, you know, meet people and do this work together. We can engage in ritual. We can become, you know, ecstatic practitioners. We can move energy. We can do this work and not just talk about doing this. You know, you can cleanse or you can talk about cleansing. And I see a lot of people who want to cleanse and they're like, oh, I'll clean it up one day. But like, when's one day? Why not right now? Why not pick a few things up and start? But you find it like if you start washing the dishes, you end up doing them all. And if you start, at least you're giving yourself the opportunity to show up, because showing up is the most difficult part of this process. It really is. But everything beyond showing up is beautiful, because you've already done the hard part. And then anything after that just allows you to do more. And once you show up once, you may show up again. But you have to trust yourself enough in that process of showing up. Don't deny yourself the opportunity for greatness. It's so limiting, and you are limitless. So stop limiting yourself. Stop placing yourself in the smallest box possible. Let your container be filled, like be the container and let it overflow into everything that you do. And it'll be all right. You're special. There's a reason why you're here. You are special. The universe loves you unconditionally. It wouldn't have brought you this far if it didn't have something for you to do. So stop denying the fact that you're special enough to do the thing that you're supposed to do. The universe loves you. It brought you this far. It brought you to this point, right here, right now, to do your great work. To step fully into that place of power and presence. So stop denying yourself opportunity for growth. Stop denying yourself the opportunity for greatness. Be limitless. Don't be limited. Anything's possible. So long as you believe it. I've seen radical healings happen in people's bodies just because they believed that it was possible to heal completely. But I've also seen people kill themselves with their own minds. So you have to make a choice as to what you're going to be doing. Like, what does a clean slate look like for you? And can you go there? Can you return to a place where you can begin the journey? Cleansing and centering also mean getting into a consistent daily practice, whatever that might be. That's hard because that requires us to show up daily. Commit like to 6 days a week, 3 days a week, 2 days a week, 1 day a week, and create a process and write it down. All of my clients know that I harp on journaling a lot, not because I'm getting money from the journaling industry, but the most powerful spiritual tool we have, because it is one of the few places you can self-reflect objectively. You can document your journey. You can dialogue with yourself. You can make lists. You can be angry. You can grieve. You can throw it against the wall. You can burn it. You can bury it. You can do whatever you want to the journal. It's tactile, but it's one of the few places, safe places we have to go from the stuff in our mind into the world out here, So it's important for you to do that work of journaling. Write down what's coming up. Reflect. Get to know yourself, in whatever way you need to. But that's how we integrate, by knowing ourselves. Cleanse. Get into a daily routine. So write down what your daily spiritual practice is going to be and commit to it. Like, commit to it. For at least a couple weeks, give yourself the opportunity to see what will happen if I do meditation, 15 minutes of meditation, 6 days a week. What will happen if I do that? And do it. I mean, what's the worst that could happen? You change, you evolve, and you grow. Finally realize what needs to fall away. Like for me, when I left D.C., it was one of the most powerful cleansings because I had done a bunch of cleansing work up to the point of my relationship failing and my job falling away and even the entire location being taken from me. And it wasn't taken from me. It was never really mine. I was holding on to it and realizing that I had cleansed it all out. I had done it. It was by my hand that everything had fallen away. And now being able to understand that I moved it out of the way so that I could accept the next phase, it's very empowering. You realize the effect of your cleansing. Sometimes it ends things. Not because it hates you or it's trying to teach you something. It's because it's supposed to go. It wasn't yours. Probably holding on to it. You were attaching to something that wasn't really yours. This takes it away. But it does it in the most loving way, because it only has your highest intent in mind. The universe loves you. You are special. It doesn't want you to suffer, but we do. And we will, because the suffering creates growth sometimes. You know, it gives us opportunity. It gives us the contrast that some of us need in order to grow. So there we are. You know, I've talked a lot on those things now, but we're going to be doing very specific shows, and probably starting next week. I may even devote an entire week to each of these, because I think it'll start well, because next week I'm having Travis Sanders on the show, and he and I are going to be talking about cleansing. So I think next week we'll do cleansing, the following week we'll do centering, and then the following week we'll do integrating. We may just do that for a while, so it'll create some structure for our show. So I'll do some meditations on cleansing, centering, and integrating. You know, and there may be some other things that come up through talking about these things that we can do. So cleansing, we can break into space cleansing, internal space cleansing, energy cleansing, centering. We can talk about physical centering, centering ourselves within physical spaces, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So there's lots of stuff we can do with this. We can have a lot of fun with it. So we'll do meditations on these topics, and I'll be taking your questions and your calls, because I feel like it's time for us to also create more community with the show. So call in. Be part of the experience with me. So remember, call in tonight, 347-326-9263. 347-326-9263. 3269263. You can also post questions in the chat room. You can also, you know, message me on Facebook if you have questions, and I can ask, you know, you can ask questions and I can always address them, you know, through the chat. It's best if you send me a private message, because then it kind of pops up on the screen and then I can see it, and then I can answer your question on air. We do have a couple callers on the show here, but we're doing things differently moving forward, because I'm finding that the sessions I do, we only get a few minutes. So I only do like 7 minutes a person. So what I'm doing moving forward is we're going to do an act of trust. I'm just going to give you what spirit gives me. So a lot of times people call in and they have very specific questions, but we don't have time to do that. You know, if you call in with something really heavy, we're not going to have time to get into it on the show, because these are very short, very specific moments that we have together, because I don't have, you know, a lot of time on air to do all that stuff. But, you know, when people ask questions, it just opens up doorways, and I'd rather let spirit guide me to what's most needed for you than us, you know, you bring up something really heavy and then we don't have time to get to the answers you're seeking. Because I often find the question you come with is not really the question you came with. You know, and they have, I trust my intuition enough that it can direct me in the right direction for you, because, you know, and it's fair, because I don't have unlimited time to do, you know, a lot of different things with people on the air. And tonight we're being very specific with healing energy. So what in you needs healing tonight? And we're going to breathe into those parts, and I'll give you whatever messages spirit's giving me. So rather than you ask any questions, I'm going to just be giving you what they're giving me. So it's an act of trust for both of us. I'm trusting that you're showing up enough to receive, and you're trusting that what I receive, you know, it's what's needed. It may not be what's wanted, but I always trust that it's what's needed. And, yeah, so that's how we're going to be doing moving forward. You know, I used to just tell, let people ask what they want, but I'm finding that my soul is directing me to do it this very specific way. If it's telling me to do it this way, this is how we're going to do it. Otherwise, we keep going into these old familiar cycles. And, you know, you know, it just gets complicated. You know, so let's take our first caller here. I think it's a Skype caller. All right, Skype caller, your first name and where you're calling from. Hello. All right. So let me just do a check in the room. Can you all still hear me in the room? Just want to be sure that you all can hear me. So, because I don't know. You know, sometimes. Okay, so you guys can hear me. Okay, good. So I'm going to try again here. All right, Skype caller, your first name, where are you calling from? Can you all hear the caller when I bring them on? Okay. Oh, technology. I'm going to try a different number here. Hold on. Just one second, my friends. Oh, how I do not like technology sometimes. I love it because it does give us the ability to do some pretty phenomenal things, but man, it gets a little bit annoying, you know, in that, hold on. All right, Blog Talk. Hello, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes,
First
I
name, where are
can
you
hear
calling from?
you.
All right, one second. Okay, I can hear you too.
Okay,
All
good.
right. So things are kind of working now. So we'll proceed from here. All right. So your first name, where are you calling from?
Tiffany in Brooklyn, New York.
Tiffany from Brooklyn, New York. So let's just breathe together for a bit. Let's just inhale and exhale and just hold space for a moment. So, what's the current emotion you're feeling in the body right now?
Calm.
Calm. All right, so let's just sit with that calmness. What in you needs healing right now?
I would say my heart.
Your heart. So let's just come down into the heart together for a moment. And let's just sit there together. Let's just hold that space for a moment. And let's just clear out anything in the heart that needs clearing out right now. So one of the first things you're telling me is it's been a tough ride, you know? But trust yourself a little bit more. You're telling me that, you know, sometimes you hold yourself back from just fully letting go into the experience. You know, we talked about on the show earlier doing some cleansing work. So not being afraid to let go of what needs to be let go of, because they're showing me that sometimes you hold on to things a little bit too tightly. You know, it's like you have the heart of a healer, which means you sometimes hold on to things well beyond their expiration date. So sometimes in relationships, we'll keep people around well after we know we should have let them go. You know,
Right.
it's
Yeah.
like spoiled milk probably isn't going to turn into cottage cheese. It's going to get really rancid after a while. So we have to let it go. And this is going to be a good time for you to do that. They're saying like this time of the year for you is when a lot of this stuff does come up. You know? So it's okay that the heart hurts sometimes because you're human and you're going to have these moments where things feel a little bit heavier. But you're also a very powerful healer. And the very fact that you can do that for others also means that you can do it for yourself. So I'm going to give you a quick exercise to do. So just bring your hands to your heart for a moment. And it might be kind of hard to do it with a phone, but even just one hand on the heart.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do a little meditation here together. And just feel the rise and the fall of the chest. And just feel the beating heart beneath your hand. And the heartbeat is always calling us back home. And just keep your awareness there for a moment. Saying thank you. Because I feel like a lot of times you're not always given the appreciation that you deserve either. You know, I feel like sometimes there are those around who take you for granted for the work that you do. But know that, you know, Spirit's always watching. You have a very strong spiritual team around you. I feel you have a lot of ancestral energy around you. You have a lot of loving support. They're just saying it's time for you to decide what it is that you want. Like, I feel part of the pain in your heart is that you're not fully expressing your heart's desires. I feel like there's this whole side of you that hasn't been lived yet. And they're saying that make that declaration before you step into next year, because next year is going to be what you make it, you know, and it's kind of a cliche statement. But for you, they're saying this is a very powerful statement because, you know, you can manifest, like you've created very powerful situations for yourself. And I feel like next year is going to be that year where you claim your power. But it's going to require you to do some cleansing, some letting go. Because I feel there are some still a few things there, and I feel there's even some people around you that just need to go now. You know, and I feel like you know who they are. I feel like there are some friends and maybe even some people that just need to move out of your experience a bit. Because they're taking not advantage of you, but just your energy. It's like I feel like you have people around you who, like, they put little straws in you, and then, like, they suck all the juice out. There's nothing left. It's like, it's funny, the image they gave me from you is like one of those Capri Suns. Like, you suck all the juice out, and it squeezes really tight. It's the image they gave me. Yeah. So you're like a little Capri Sun with no more juice in it, you know? And it's just time to just refill your batteries. You know, they're saying, like, if you really want to travel, because I feel like you need to just get out of your spaces sometimes. Like, this would be a good time to do that. Give yourself some freedom to roam a bit. Your spaces are getting very limiting. So it's like you're in these boxes, and it's just time to get rid of the boxes. You're not even really there anymore. You know, you've done a lot of cleansing. It's just now accepting the gift that cleansing brings us. So we can either continue to hold on to all this stuff, or we can choose to take a step towards our greatness. And there, you have a lot of greatness coming. It's just a matter of now just letting go of those last few threads so that you can accept it. So an affirmation I'm going to leave you with that I want you to start doing is place your hands on your heart, like we said earlier, and just say the words, I am receptive. I am receptive.
I am receptive.
Yeah, because it's just saying I'm ready to receive. Or even just saying the words, I'm ready. Because I feel you're ready, you know. It's just saying that I'm ready. There's fear when we're ready, you know. We're like, I'm ready. And we may not quite sure know what we're ready for, but we are ready to make that change and to let go of the anchors that are keeping us bound to where we are.
Mm-hmm.
We've done the work. It's just now time to accept it. Does that all make sense?
Yeah.
All right, so let's just breathe together one more little bit here. Just come to the heart again. And let's just tell the heart I love you. That heart's just doing so much for you. You know, I feel like it's offering you healing. You have a lot of guidance around you, so don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. You have a lot of spiritual energy around you. There's a lot of light around you. So don't be afraid to ask when you need help, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much for calling, and have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
All right. I love doing sessions this way. So we got a question here from Megan on Facebook. So you can contact me on Facebook, too, if you're Facebook friends with me, which you should be, facebook.com/mbrazel, M-B-R-A-Z-E-L-L. I have a fan page. I don't really use it. I post the exact same things on both pages. So find my personal page and I'll add you. But just send me a message that you found me through the show. Otherwise, I may not know it's you. And that way I'll add you, because I don't always add everybody who messaged me if I don't have any mutual friends. So let's see. Megan says, thank you so much. I didn't know who else to ask. Let's see. Who are my guides, and how do you cleanse yourself from guilt of traumatic events in your life? Or whatever you feel I need to hear. So your guides are whoever you want them to be. But I feel it's important. They're telling me, they're showing me like goddess form for you. Choose one. They're, you know, Mother Mary's coming forward. I feel like you need a bit of nurturing right now. They're saying she is perfect for nurturing because she knows what it's like to have the loss. And they're saying, like, for you, what needs nurturing in you is coming from the release and the letting go. So it's important for you right now to invite the nurturer in. So Mother Mary's who came in when I asked, but you can choose any nurturer you desire. She can be, or he can be, any God form that makes you feel comfortable and nurtured. So allow yourself to have that energy enter your space. Allow yourself to have a bit of that space for nurturing. I don't feel like you give yourself enough opportunity to be nurtured. You are the nurturer, but you don't give yourself enough chance to do the nurturing necessary for your own self. So it's important for you to do that. Traumatic events are cleansed just like anything else. We don't want to make this over here different than this over here, because to make it different makes it more complex. So we keep everything the same. Like, everything can be cleansed in exactly the same way. First, we bring our awareness to it. The hardest part with trauma is bringing our awareness to it. Because in order to cleanse it, I got to be aware of it. And it's those traumatic tapes that are running that I'm not aware of that usually end up driving us into the ground. So the very fact that you said, you know, you have guilt around them means that you're aware of them. So the guilt has become a doorway for you to enter into the trauma so that you can then do the healing work and cleansing work around it. The journal is the most powerful way to detox these things out of the body. Put them into the journal. Put them into paper and then burn the paper. Offer it to the fire of change. You know, and it may take more than once. A lot of people do these things once. They like write the stuff out in the journal and they put it in the fire and they do that once. But you sometimes have to do it more than one time. Sometimes you got to like do that 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times. It's a process. These aren't like things that you do once and then let go of. They are things that we have to do with consistency. Cleansing takes consistent practice, consistent showing up, consistent arriving. And that's not easy. That's not easy to do. And they can bring you back to Mother Mary. So you may even want, like, whatever deity you choose to work with, get a little statue or print a picture offline and carry it with you and talk to that deity. You know, as if you're talking to a friend. Sometimes, like, our guides need form. And our guides really don't care what form we give them. They just want, but we have to invite them in. And sometimes it's vital to give them a form. So, like, I carry this little foldable thing a friend of mine gave me. It's got Jesus on one side and Mary on the other side. But in those two images, I see every god and goddess that I work with. Because they're all the same. You know, all gods are the same in that respect. You know, you can access every god through one god form. You know, so but we have to give ourselves the chance to show up to God in whatever way she's manifesting for us. So for me, you know, when I speak of God herself in her many forms, she'll come to me as most necessary so that I can utilize that energy. So sometimes she comes to me as Shiva. Sometimes she comes to me as Kali. Sometimes she comes to me as Jesus. Sometimes she comes to me as Mary or Buddha or Kuan Yin. But for me, they keep bringing me back to Mary. Like, I have statues of Mary in the room, and I keep focusing on them. So explore Mary. I feel, because they keep telling me the nurturing is really important for you right now. You're not giving yourself the space for nurturing. And this is a perfect time for nurturing. What needs nurturing in you now? And let that come forward. Let that be where your attention rests and bring it into the breath. Breathe it in. Breathe in nurturing energy. Breathe in the energy of Mother Mary. Breathe in the nurturing power that you naturally have, because if you can give it to others, you can also give it to yourself. So don't be afraid to give yourself nurturing. Give yourself the space to breathe into that space within you. All right. Very, very good. So like I said, for those of you who may just be joining, so what we're doing with sessions moving forward is I'm really just going to ask you, what the current emotion is in your body. And I'm going to ask you what needs healing within you. That's our entryway. And whatever spirit offers, I'm going to give you. So rather than you asking me questions, because I find a lot of times they're asking me questions, and it's not really the question they want answered. And I trust that spirit, and I trust that my soul knows where to take the conversation and where to direct the healing. Because sometimes I don't have words for you, but I will hold you in that loving space for whatever time we're together. Sometimes it just means we breathe together. Sometimes I may ask you to move your body. Sometimes I may ask you to stand up or sit down. Sometimes I may ask you to bring your hands to your heart. And whatever tools I'm giving to one person, if you're listening to this show, it's also for you. So I'm kind of shifting how I do stuff with people. I'm not really asking you why you're here anymore. I'm just going to give you what spirit gives me because I trust it that much. Right? And to be honest, we don't have time to answer your questions sometimes in the show, and that breaks my heart because I don't. Like the last one we were on there, someone called about a custody case, and the phone was choppy, and it gets tricky online because the technology didn't have the time. We in 7 minutes, we don't have that time to answer that question. We don't have that time, and some people aren't going to call me up for a follow up session. They're not going to make that call or schedule that session with me. So we have 5 minutes, and that's all we have. But spirit knows what you need. It can get in there. It can move things around internally. It can give me a few words for you that may shift things a bit. So I ask that you trust the process, because I'm trusting you enough to bring you into this space with me. So trust what happens. That's the beauty in this work that we can do together. So remember, you can always call in 347-326-9263. You can also contact me on Facebook if you have a question. It doesn't always have to be a reading. Or if you're like, hey, I just have a question about something you're talking about tonight, we can do that too. So I may have to ask, are you calling for a healing or are you calling for something we're talking about on the show? So I don't know. We're still working all this out. Spirit only gives me so much and I have to fill in the blanks. So let's see here. All right, area code 727, your first name, where are you calling from?
Lisa, my name's Lisa. I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Lisa from Florida. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. So are you calling for a healing session, or are you calling for the topics we're talking about tonight?
Oh, my goodness, yes, a healing session would be great.
All right, perfect. I love healing sessions. So let's breathe together for a bit. And let's just settle into the breath. So what's the current emotion you're feeling in your body?
lately or in this moment?
In this moment.
I feel pretty calm right in this
pretty
moment,
calm.
Actually.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Let's rest in that for a bit. Let's breathe into that. And what in you needs healing right now?
I've been experiencing just fear and anxiety, kind of mini panic attacks lately. And that's actually not like my normal state. Like normally I don't have them, but I've just lately they've been bubbling up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a new thing for me. I'm not really a person that's, you know, super anxiety kind of person, but lately I've been,
right.
you know, high anxiety, and I kind of like, it's like very subconscious. It's not even something I'm activating. It's just coming up. Like I'll be like doing something and then all of a sudden I'll, you know, have a hard time breathing. It's kind of
right.
strange.
Okay, so let's breathe into that for a minute. And let's ask Spirit to clear what needs to be cleared in this moment, whatever that might be. Because they're bringing me right to the stomach. So they're showing me a lot of the stuff
yeah.
in the stomach. So there's a lot of fear. You hold a lot of your fear right in your stomach. So can you bring at least one hand to your stomach somewhere right now? So either hand
yeah.
doesn't matter which one. And just like right over your navel. And let's just bring our awareness fully to the stomach. Because that's also your center. And I don't know how much of this show you've heard, but I want you to go back and listen to it because we talk about finding the center. Because they're showing me there's a lot of like stuff cluttered around the center. This time of year for you also naturally kind of brings up a little bit of the fear and anxiety, but you're also a very strong empath. You know, and if you've witnessed what's been happening in the news recently, you're feeling not just your stuff, but you're feeling the collective energy. I mean, stuff is hitting the fan these days.
Yeah,
so,
maybe that's
so
what it is. I don't know.
It is. You're a healer and you're an empath. You're an empathic healer, which means
yeah.
you have to be extra careful because you take in order to transmute, but you're not transmuting it. It's getting stuck. It's like for you, the solar plexus is the drain, and the drain's getting stuck. And also, like, when I start getting the coughing, it's because the throat chakra is a bit blocked. You're not voicing yourself into your spaces enough. You need to start claiming your power through your voice. I feel like you hold yourself back, so you're restricting your own movement. So they're saying this is an important time for you to claim your power vocally. So like saying, you know, this is what I need from this situation. And saying it out loud. A lot of times they're telling me like you hold back your voice because of the fear of what will happen when you start making those proclamations, because you're also a power manifester. And you speak the word out into creation, usually what you speak comes right back on you. You know? So, you know, that's a double-edged sword, because we can both create very positive situations and also very negative ones for ourselves if we're not careful. So they're saying for you it's going to be really important to claim it, because I feel like some of that stuff that's stuck in the stomach will also start to move when you start to speak your truth a bit more loudly. You know, it's
okay.
like I was telling the other caller, like getting people out of your life that don't need to be there anymore. But also like saying, like when those people come around, hey, look, I can't be in this space with you right now because I have these things that are mine that are happening. Just saying it will be enough to create a boundary, because of your compassion for people around you, they easily find themselves back in your spaces. You know, and I hear almost in your head, they're saying, she says, this is the last time or just one more time. But it's like a mantra that keeps happening, and the mantra should be no, you know, not right now. Because next year they're showing me like when I see the flowers growing, it means like you've tended your garden enough to start really like reaping. And it's time for you to reap what you've been sowing for so long. I feel like you have dreams that you're not letting yourself realize because you keep holding yourself back. Okay, and that's where the fear and anxiety is also coming from, because you know what your potential is, but there's a fear of really accessing it and being more whole, you know? And this is not the time to hold back. Another thing they're showing me for you as far as cleansing the body is do like a nice salt soak. Like get the bathtub, fill it up with water, and there's just
I did one of
those
the other night, and I felt a lot better. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's going to help move some of the anxiety because it's not your energy.
Yeah.
Go outside, too, and put your bare feet on the earth because they're saying you're also an earth child and you need the earth underneath your feet, the real earth, not like, you know, our inside houses. You need to touch, like, grass or, like, soil. And if you have a hard time getting outside, they're telling me for you, too, you could do is get, like, you know, like a little baking pan, you know, those big ones you bake, like, turkey in, and put potting soil in it and just stand in it while you're inside as a meditation. Your feet just need to touch earth in some way because earthing, if you can look it up, earthing is a very powerful way to discharge the excess energy of the body. And for you, touching the earth is one way that it'll do that. Or like going outside and putting your hands on a tree, because the tree will recirculate energy for you. It's rooted more than we are. It knows how to root that energy. But we don't necessarily know how to do that as easily sometimes. Because for you to tell me the anxiety is excess energy that's coming in. So letting yourself like...
Yeah, it's not even logical. It's like all of a sudden I'll be sitting there, like, you know, I could be doing something stupid like putting my dishes away and then I'll have an anxiety attack and I'm like, what the hell is this?
Right. Right.
Crazy.
Right. Yeah, so just let yourself do those things, okay? But the salt bath or tummy is going to be the most important. Be consistent with it at least once a week if you can, you know, but give yourself, you know, a couple times if you are able to, but at least once a week to kind of, especially going through to January, because this is the heaviest part of the dark month. And, you know, once we get out of December, things start to brighten up just a bit. You know, not much, but they brighten up a bit more than December. Once we cross solstice, once we cross that Yule, like the 20th, 21st, that's when things start to brighten up just a bit more. So at least until January, give yourself the space to just kind of do those salt soaks. And then just be consistent through the year with them. But really, like, the voice, like, make your voice heard. Like, stop holding it back so much, okay?
Okay.
All right, Lisa, thank you so much for calling in. It's great having you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Absolutely, thank you. All right, everyone. So we're down to the end now just because we have a few minutes left and I still have to close out the show. Thank everyone who called in. You know, if I didn't get to your call, I have a lot more callers in the queue. I'm sorry. You know, the readings I do on here are very short, but you can always contact me through my website, michaelbrazel.com. You can always get in touch with me on Facebook. You can always connect, do a session. I'm changing how I do my sessions. So you're going to get more authenticity. You're going to get more power from me. And hopefully we'll be able to grow you in new directions with more grace. So, and I'm trusting the process. Tomorrow night, I'm very excited. Special guest, Barbara Marks Hubbard. She is a phenomenal author. We're going to be talking about her book, The Evolutionary Power of Co-Creation, The Promise Will Be Kept. She'll be talking about that tomorrow night. I'll be asking her questions about her work. And having guests on is fun because it's a little bit different than what we're used to. So I'm excited to have Barbara on. It's going to be a really great opportunity for us to get her insights on what's happening in the world, but also to really get into this book. I mean, I've been reading this book. I thought I'd have it done enough so that I could, like, do a blog post on it before I do. But, like, I'm getting to, like, every other chapter, and it's shutting me down because the information is so radical that it makes my brain, like, quiver. So I have to put the book down for a second before I go on to the next page. So it's taking me a lot longer to go through this book than I'd hoped. But we'll be on tomorrow night with her to talk about her book. Next week, next Monday, I'm having Travis Sanders on. Travis is a psychic medium. He's going to be talking about physical mediumship. We're going to be talking about hoodoo and magic. We're going to be talking about all the wonderful things that come with walking this path. I always love having Travis on. It's like, you know, talking to an old friend. We've had him on several times, and it's always a joy having him on the show. So I'm excited to have him on. And, yeah, so I don't know. Like, we'll be doing more guests. I'm going to be reaching out to some new people. I'm trying to get people on the show, doing more stuff like that. We're going to be doing more meditations on air. more prayer work, more workshop-oriented type things. Because I want this to not just be a space where I talk, but also a space where I teach and give you tools to use to go back out into the world, to be able to affect magic, to empower your lives, and to transform yourselves, because that's what it's all about, right? About transforming ourselves and being the beautiful, wonderful beings that we are. But I do thank each and every one of you for tuning in tonight, whether you're listening to this live or on the download, because without you, there is no show. So I appreciate you, whether it's in the future or whether it's right now. You are all love, you are all beautiful, and you are all divine beings of light. I love each and every single one of you. And I thank you, thank you, thank you, and appreciate you for sharing this journey with me. And it's going to keep evolving and shifting and growing, and let's do it together. So share the show with your friends. If you like what you hear, send it out to everyone you know. Let them hear it. Let your friends' friends hear it. Send it to your family. You know, post it on your social medias. Get it out there, because the more people that listen, the more we'll do the show. So anyways, thank you so much, and I'll talk to you tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Barbara Marks Hubbard. Have a beautiful, beautiful evening. Namaste. We'll be right back.